Okay.
Can you
Can
still hear me okay?
Yeah. I can hear you fine.
Okay. Thank you. Oh, I got this piece, it's a music box, but it doesn't have that little thingy on the bottom. Don't know if we have another thingy to put on the bottom or if it works or not.
Yeah.
What, sweetie? I didn't hear
On the
you. Okay.
one,
Yeah, they might.
Yeah. Me get work.
Maybe it was on top of something
No, it's a real shallow one that's too hot.
else.
Even when it's all the way down, it's been 55.
Right.
Let's
That's
try
probably why
one.
maybe they took it off.
I gotta go pee, babe.
All right. I
See
am
ya.
recording, by the way. Yeah, nobody else is on yet.
I gotta go get in.
All
All
right. Yep.
Oh no. Oh, I just lost it.
Thing in progress.
Nobody else is on.
You want me to shoot the boys a text or no?
I'm doing it right now.
I
I
just
just
said it, babe.
All
don't have time, so I can't go
Oh, yeah.
to the
The financials.
financials.
All right.
They'll
Yeah.
have to wait till next month.
Hello, good people.
Hi.
Hey, what up?
Hey, so sorry. Look, I almost forgot. So sorry. Thank you.
No worries.
What about Mikey?
Oh, we'll give him a couple more minutes.
Yeah.
And then we'll go from there.
Did you text Mike?
What's that?
Did you text Mike?
I did. I said I texted everyone.
Oh, okay.
Just trying to choose these other choices. Hung up.
Mike,
and
other ones. How's it going?
Mar? I'm doing all right, honey. Doing all right. How's your week been?
I'm doing all right.
Good.
All right, it's 7:05.
Marty, I'm not. I don't have that echo, do I?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, you do now.
Give me a moment.
Uh-huh.
It's got to be here. Okay, hold on.
Still?
Yeah.
No.
I have an echo. I still hear an echo. Not as bad as it was, to be honest, but.
Those tools. Hold on.
Nope, there you go.
Oop, there it is.
That better?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
I don't know what I did.
I hear it on mine.
Whatever you did it right.
I guess. Hope I remember it next time.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. What's on here? Let me see.
All right. Well, I'm going to leave it the way it is.
All right. Yep.
All right. I don't know what happened to Michael. I know Tiffany couldn't make it today. So we're going to get this party started. You can still hear me okay?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, guys. All right. I want to welcome everyone to Homeless Independence's board meeting for Thursday, April 14th. 2026. The time is now 7:07 p.m. A little late start due to audio issues we have resolved. And I am the founder and CEO of Homeless to Independence Inc. I want to, of course, welcome everybody. And if anybody else can please say your name.
John Steinheimer.
Martin Salander.
All right.
And for the record, I haven't heard yet from Mike. However, I did hear from Tiffany, and she has some family stuff to take care of. And we miss you, Tiff.
So now we're going to do the Pledge of Allegiance. Please join me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
All right, so board development. I really haven't got anything going on.
I have respective people I want to ask, but however, the summer months are coming up, and we will be taking off in July, and then we'll be meeting together in person for an ice cream social. Which I think we're going to be doing at the Inside Scoop in Coopersburg. The date and time is yet to be announced.
Volunteer development I've been putting out there that I need volunteers. I need people in the office primarily. I need them like Tuesdays, here on Tuesday, and then people weekends, Fridays, Saturdays. Rick has been with us now seven, 8 weeks. However, he doesn't have much longer with us with the court system. And we are going to miss him. He's really turned out to be a really good person. He's great people. And actually, he might even be board material, to be honest. So something we should consider down the road.
What do you think, John?
Yeah.
Yeah, he fits right in.
He's positive with our mission and our what we do. And I think he would be a good asset for the board.
Okay.
So we do have quorum here, since there's three of us.
So we can go ahead
and we can actually vote on our financial business. I did send the April 2026 e-post sales report and bank statement. Has everybody gotten a moment to look it over?
Yep.
All right. Questions?
Nope.
No.
I got it first.
All right.
Second.
All right. Thank you very much. All right. So eBay, Poshmark, and Marketplace. Our eBay shop was closed. We did not pay this month. However, we do have 9 items for sale. I did post my items on there last weekend. Poshmark, we did have one sale a week and a half ago. It went very well. And I may put more merch on there. Marketplace, while it did die off, we have been putting more items. And just before our meeting started this evening, I had a woman reach out to me with with regards to something we have listed on Marketplace, and I told her that the item is still available, and our address and hours are in the description for convenience, and she responded with a thank you. So maybe that's another sale.
Good.
Okay. I'm still trying to stay in touch with the Carhartt locations. They're in between phase right now. So I don't have any update. Let me see. Rising fuel costs is in this part too. We have condensed our outreach, especially with the longer runs, like the Jersey run. Instead of doing it every 4 weeks, we're doing our Jersey run now, and further routes we're doing every 6 to 7 weeks due to the cost of fuel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was that a scene?
God bless you, John.
Yes, thank you.
Let me see. I'm just so busy right now. It's hard for me to reach out to any other companies for outreach, for donations. Let's see. So if anybody knows any youth, anybody that's even in junior high or high school or college, with regards to the volunteerism, please let them know we have availability, because I can give them a letter and it'll go for their transcript for college for volunteer hours. The colleges do take them into consideration.
Okay.
All right. Our small business EIDL loan is still dormant. I haven't done anything. I haven't reached out to them, and knock on wood, I still haven't heard nothing from them either. We haven't received any snail mail. There's been no phone calls to the business line. I'm sorry. I just remembered something I wanted to add on at the end.
Let's
see. Sorry about that. I need to write something down. And we haven't received any emails from them either. So I'm just waiting patiently. I guess you can say I'm just waiting patiently to hear from them. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Good news with the back rent. We've been paying extra against the back rent.
We did receive another check for $564 for the jewelry fundraiser.
For the jewelry.
And we had a really bad weekend that weekend. We did not even raise $700 in the store here. We only raised $690. So I had to use that check for regular bills.
All right.
So that's what I had to do with that.
However, I have been paying extra against the rent. We paid an extra $50 2 weeks in a row now. So actually our balance due right now is $6,882.95. Part of that is for the upcoming couple weeks that we're into their four-week period. You know, we're getting it on.
Yep.
So we're doing really well with that. I'm hearing an echo on my phone. That's why I'm having a hard time talking.
Oh, I wanted to clarify, Chuck did authorize the office to put out about our jewelry fundraiser.
It was at the last minute, but I wanted to let the board know that he did follow through and he did put the word out on the Quakertown Farmers Market page about our fundraiser for the jewelry.
Yep.
All right. So I did cover the money for the fundraiser. For that fundraiser, the jewelry fundraiser. We are planning our next one for September.
Okay.
So that's our next one. Let's see, working with the Boy Scout Troop 79 for Courtesy was a total success. And all the hygiene kits have been given out. We're going to be working with them again either in the summer or the fall with more hygiene kits, and then they're going to do winter clothing outerwear drive with us. They're going to be doing something this coming fall.
Cool.
Yeah. All right. Number 10, we're watching the weather. We are watching the weather for Wednesday. The next two Wednesdays are looking good for us to go to Lambertville, and we are planning on being there.
The weather.
Yep. So hopefully we'll be able to get back out. I said about a scrap metal run. We did have a scrap metal run. We made $34 last week. All right. I want to go over what happened with the BODA. We had a favorable outcome with the BODA funds, and they were donated.
I'm having a really hard time hearing you.
You're having a hard time? Okay, I'm sorry. Is that better?
Yeah. But you keep, I don't know. The accent's really bad, and you keep going in and out.
I'm not even touching it. And it's like a foot away from me. It's just, I guess, a bad connection. I'm sorry.
I wonder. Yeah. All right, keep on going.
Okay, that's all right. I'm having a hard time with echo. You can hear it, John?
Yeah, I hear it now.
Is that better?
Sounds better now.
Yeah.
I don't know where my volume is. I don't know what's going on with this.
I blame John.
Thank you.
Welcome.
I'm trying to figure this out.
Sounds a lot better now.
I turned my volume down.
Yeah.
That's all I did.
It worked.
Yeah, but if it comes up as an echo on the replay, what the hell?
How about now?
Good.
Is that better?
Yes.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, I figured it out. I see what I did. All right, it's on the control panel.
Very good.
Sorry, folks.
Yep, that's okay. You got to check it out. We're good.
Yeah. Yeah, because I was. That's why I would have. I keep starting and stopping because I kept hearing the echo.
Yeah.
Okay, so we did have a favorable outcome with the VOTA funds. $201 was in the account, and Carl was instrumental. Carl Volkman of Carl Volkman and Sons Heating and Air was instrumental in reaching out to Maria and speaking with Maria, and we had those funds donated to Gary with. I forget the name of his main deck productions. He's the one with the pirate ship.
Right.
So those funds are going to be used for him. Well, he's got the funds now. He can use them for whatever. But our intent was for it to help pay for toward the Garlic Fest and him setting up at the Garlic Fest. Primarily, okay. That's honestly what I felt the best use for those funds would be. So everything came through fruition and everything worked out and we are done with VOTA.
Okay.
Yay.
Good.
Yeah. And that's all I'm going to say on that. Anything else that I had planned on doing with defamation, lawsuits and stuff, I've decided... You know what? It's not worth my time. It really is not worth my time. She is the way she is. She said the things and wrote the things that she wrote, which was totally inappropriate. And that's all I'm going to say on that. I'm just going to, it's water under the bridge to me. All right. Seeds of Hope, we are planting like crazy. I guess you see all my pictures.
I do. Things-
Oh my gosh, they're getting so big already. I'm so happy. So nice. the plants are going. April showers, Bring May flowers, raffles, or Bring May raffles is going off. And Saturday, the winners are going to be picked. And when I am done on Saturday, I'll send the board out a little email, or Sunday, an email expressing how much we've been making. And on that, let me see. The tickets are printed for the next 50-50 that goes off on July the 4th. And actually, we delivered a packet of those tickets into Trenton to Roberto, as Roberto is getting ready to go on vacation and he wants to get his tickets sold and his money in before he goes on vacation.
Fair enough.
Yep, so his packet was put together and delivered, but I still have to do the rest of the tickets and have the packets ready.
All right. So
the meeting schedule. So the next meeting is going to be on June 11th. July, we're off. And then August, we are going to go to the Inside Scoop in Coopersburg, and we'll all decide on a good date for that.
Okay.
What else did I have? Oh, yes, I had put, I had also attached a thing from Google Maps, and John has reached 300,000 views on his own on Google Maps for Homeless to Independence.
Thanks, and, John.
Yeah.
Now, one other thing, there was something else. Oh, two things. I'm flying blind here at the moment because my desktop that I have up front crapped out finally. It was 9 years old, and it did crap out. And all my files are on that computer. And the computer that was in the back is now up front and working well. We did have to order an external hard drive, which was delivered at like 5 o'clock this afternoon, right before five, and it's down at the office, and we'll get it tomorrow. And then John is going to do his best to get those files onto that external drive because we need to have them, the tax receipts that people get. I have to have them for so many years per the IRS. And to tell them are on a computer and I can't get them off. that won't fly with them. So we're in the process of getting all those files. I did have something else under additional business, and it's on that file on that computer. I'm so sorry. Out of my control.
It happens.
I want to mention with you folks. We are spending now nearly $180 a month on our office Verizon account. That encompasses the office phone number and our Wi-Fi internet. And then on top of that, we have what they call porting. We ported in our number from New Jersey to come here because I didn't want to lose that phone number. But I'm tired of paying almost $180 a month now for the office line. And our contract with Verizon is due. It renews every beginning of January of every year. So I'd like to start looking at other companies to change to another company more reasonable. And that probably is going to entail that we're going to have to change our phone number.
Okay.
I have no problem with that. We're going to have to get new signs for the truck anyway, so.
Well, yeah, new signs, it'll be on the business cards, everything will change. But that's what's coming up, and it takes time to get all that situated. So that's where I am with that. I wanted the board to know about that. And like I said, there is something else I had written under additional business, but that's on the file that's on the other computer.
Okay.
I was pointing at something. What do you see? Yeah, I understand it, but it'll look tacky if we do that. I mean, we can do it temporarily. Right. He's talking about our sign, current, like, big signs that we've had for 10-plus years to put masking tape or something over the number and just writing the number. I mean, that'll look like Mickey Mouse. Temporarily.
Yeah, temporarily. Okay.
Right. So that's pretty much it in a nutshell.
All right.
Anything else anybody wants to bring up?
No. I have nothing.
Good.
I don't know what happened to Michael. He didn't answer me.
I hope he's okay.
He's okay. All right. So that's pretty much it. So that was quick.
It was. It was very quick.
Yeah, I'm glad I took care of the echo. I hope it doesn't come up on the... I'm sure it is because it was messing with me. Now I see what I had to do. Because I had to re-download even onto this new... No, not that it's new. I mean, both those units we bought in 2017. This one just is in better shape because the other one I used the heck out of here. So, all right. So, who wants to take us out?
First.
I'll give it a second.
Okay. Thank you for coming, Marty. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Sorry. Thank you for reminding me.
All right. And you have that's okay. That's what I'm here for. Hey, have a good night, all right?
Hey, night, Mark. You have a good night as well. Good night, John. I love you both.
Love you too. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Okay, end the meeting. Oops, stop the recording.